Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take it from the Iron Woman. I'm very honored to have Joanna on the podcast today. We just have a very unusual guest joining us from the Polish Polar Station on Spitsbergen. So welcome, Joanna. This is a really great honor. Where are you calling from now?
Welcome. At the end of the world, we are calling from Polish Polar Station on Spitsbergen.
Tell me, how did we meet? I mean, how does anybody meet somebody from the Spitsbergen on the street? Obviously not on the street. Tell me, how did we meet?
We meet at the Woman for Tree Facebook group. I posted there a couple of photos from my training here in the Arctic. Then I asked the group for sending me short movies from your place that I could watch during my indoor training session. That's when I got to know better on the group members.
That's very nice. So, Joanna, introduce yourself. Who is Joanna?
My name is Joanna Terhaluk-Mandat. I'm a meteorologist and leader of the 42nd Polish Polar Expedition on Spitsbergen.
And what brings you to the Polar Station?
For the first time, because it's already the third right now, I was curiosity and need to experience something new and different. The second time around, I wanted to do everything that I didn't do the first. Now I was missing home.
Oh, so you're missing your second home. And talking about the fitness, how many marathon races have you done? Or triathlon races. So which one is the most memorable for you and why?
Triathlons and duathlons. Short distance for now. The most memorable was the first one when I didn't know what was me. And I had a lot of adventure. The best for me, unforgettable feelings, was when I crossed the finish line. Because then that I know it again and again.
And how did you get into this sport?
Triathlon's accident. Sport was always present in my life. Swimming, skiing, since I'm a ski instructor during winter months, and sailing. A couple of years ago, when running started to become trendy, I was talking with my sister about how great it is that people are running and that every healthy human being can easily run 5 kilometer distance. But a triathlon is a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. It requires conditioning, training, and there's no chance of succeeding if one is right. In a heartbeat, I put down my coffee cup, found a race, and signed. I can do it. Watch me. I later came to the conclusion that it wasn't the smartest idea, since the ski season ends in March, what I left me only 6 weeks to prepare. But it was a short distance, so anyone should do it, right?
And where do you train? I have seen very cool pictures, and I hope we can also show the audience. Where do you train?
Okay, sorry for my internet.
No problem. Can you tell the audience how it looks like where you are and obviously how cold it is?
Currently, I'm in the Arctic since 8 months where I live and train. Due to low temperature and polar bears, I do most of my training session indoors. In good weather, I sometimes run up Yes, an arms bodyguard to watch over me while I focus on training.
Okay, so be careful when the bear is coming. And what is your next race?
I have no idea. At least now in the current situation, it's difficult to tell how everything is going to look like when I'm back in my country. According to plan, my first race is at the end of July. And the five, whatever may come, I'm training for a race like they're taking place normally and advise everyone. Whatever may come, I'm training for races like they're taking place normally and advise everyone to do the same.
Very good. And what is your other hobby? Do you want to share that? I think it's amazing what I can see on Facebook.
Yes, photography has a special place in my life, and I often run around my camera so that you can see the Arctic on my Facebook or Instagram. Another hobby of mine are water sports, sailing, diving, skiing, dog trekking. I also crochet during long winter nights.
Thank you very much. This was amazing because Joanna initially said she doesn't speak English. And then we basically wrote out the questions and she answered them in writing. And now we hear her beautiful voice and she can read from her writing. So thank you very much, Joanna. This has been a true joy. Good luck with the training and hopefully you don't see any ice bears when you're training. Do you want to say something in your language?
Thank you so much.
And tell us what language
it
is. Yeah.
Po polsku mogę powiedzieć, że życzę wszystkim dużo zdrowia, wytrwałości i powodzenia na najbliższych startach, które nie wiadomo kiedy nastąpią.
Good. And what is your language?
My language is Polish.
Polish. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you. And good luck. Good luck with everything. This is a real pleasure for me and an honor to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow, I think this has been the coolest interview so far. It felt like talking to somebody on Moon. What do you think? Talking about working from home in the Antarctica? So cool. Next week we have different guests chime in. We have a podcast on Monday and also on Wednesday to lift up your spirits. Take it from the Iron Woman.